but investment. Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas with Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And here we are today with Sam Lai, who's the co-founder and CMO of Green Canopy Homes. So welcome again, Kevin. Sam, sorry. I know a realtor named Kevin Lai, and I knew I was going to say that at some point in the day here.
You set yourself up for it. That's you set okay. yourself oh, well. Up.
I'm sure he's a brother somehow.
Yeah, somehow related, I'm sure.
Right.
Well, thanks gosh. Again, Sam. So tell us a little bit. We were talking about how you have an energy efficiency guarantee, an energy performance guarantee with the homes that you mm-hmm. build. So what kind of energy savings could a person realize with one of these homes?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to talk about this. I mean, I should first start out by saying that this is something that folks in real estate love to geek out on. Maybe folks in mm-hmm. energy efficiency realm or in the green realm love to geek out on, talk about, and have beers
big time.
Over.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Break bread over.
Yes, there you go.
as it were. However, buyers don't really care that much. And that's the thing that we've discovered over the last 4 or 5 years that we've been selling homes. It's one of the last things people think about. And I think part of the problem is that our energy bills in the Puget Sound area are pretty good. I mean, the rates are so low that it's just one of those costs that that buyers don't really think about. Another part of the problem, if you can call it a problem, is the fact that we don't really connect the energy that we expend and don't connect that to carbon and carbon emissions in general, because of the fact that in Seattle, we think of it as hydropower. So it's pretty clean, right?
Right.
The problem is that a lot of the power comes in off of other coal.
We just had PSE on last week talking about the Energize East Side project and how I also know that PSE is currently working on the getting off of coal kind of situation with the state. And there's all kinds of things around that. So I mean, they definitely went to go that direction. We know there's more people looking at solar options. Like we have Sunergy Systems coming on to talk about solar.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Yeah. So, so we definitely, yes, we geek out on it, but I find it interesting that you say you don't see the buyers necessarily doing that. Cause I have more and more customers asking about things like solar. Now they are usually my millennial type clients, but not always. I have others that, their house already has like a huge solar array thing going on the whole west side of their roof. So
I should probably clarify, it's kind of like when you buy a car, you're not necessarily buying the car because it's got Bluetooth in it, right? You buy the car because of all these other basic reasons, basic functions. And right now, energy efficiency and, for example, the fact that this project you talked about, the Olympic 8 on 45th and Wallingford, we're pre-wired for solar. We already have a whole package set up. If a buyer was interested, they could, pull the trigger, and they can even have solar installed before they close, which means that solar pays for you from day one.
Yeah.
How many buyers are interested in that? Very few. It's crickets. And the reason why I think, and this is just in, maybe you can tell me what your ideas are, is that we still have a romance about homes. I brought that word up earlier.
Yeah.
And I think we have to capture both the head and the heart of our potential buyers.
Right.
And I think on the heart level, we get excited about the bright and shiny. And on a head level, we think about energy efficiency as, great, I'm going to save maybe $100 a month. But when you connect the head and the heart, that $100 a month, if you consider that you're actually using 50% of the energy and therefore 50% of the carbon that would have gone up into the atmosphere for buying this home, that's potentially a way to connect the head and the heart. And so some of the phrases that we experiment with is, instead of saying, oh, this home is so efficient, period, which just sounds like something a Boeing engineer, which it's great if a Boeing engineer was buying the house. Maybe that's a great way to, great love language for
actually,
them.
Actually, one of my buyers that wanted solar on his house was a Boeing engineer.
Yeah, there you go.
But
statistically, a lot of women oftentimes are the ones making the choice.
In
a purchase. And so we need to connect, the head, the heart, and be able to connect it in such a way that the home itself pulls someone in to be able to speak the same love language of saying, this is both efficient and beautiful, and speaks to that same brand of energy efficiency and recycled materials, health. And so, for example, mm-hmm. we'll use reclaimed wood in lots of our finishes that mm-hmm. allows a buyer to be able to say, oh, okay, I'm starting to understand the language of how this home is speaking to me. And then a year later, when they are applying for their energy performance guarantee rebate or mm-hmm. their gift certificate, right. then they say, oh, I had no idea how much money I could save. That's, and then all of a yes. sudden you capture them there, but unfortunately it doesn't happen at the point of purchase.
Right.
It's usually a year later or 2 years later when they say, I had no idea how comfortable this home could be. I don't have any cold spots in this home
right.
as I did in my last home.
Right.
So how do you market your homes then?
you're asking
oh
the CMO.
God. What an awesome response.
I think we market our homes the same way that you would market a home that you're trying to capture a story at
yeah.
the end of the day. You're trying to capture the buyer's story. And right now, even though a lot of people say that they want to buy a green and energy efficient home, I don't think it's everyone's story yet. So you have to capture them on different uh-huh. levels. So you have to build and design a home that whether you're buying that home because it's energy efficient or whether you're buying that home just because it's located in the right place,
mm-hmm.
we want all of them because our mission for Green Canopy Homes is to inspire resource efficiency
mm-hmm.
no matter where you are on your journey. And that's
right.
part of our scale story is that if you're just building 6 to 20 homes a year that really catered to those who are already converted in their
mm-hmm.
own story, whether it's real estate
right.
agents or the buyers, are already committed and they're going to pay that additional premium to try to get that green home, well, they're not the audience that we're targeting.
Right.
We want to inspire everyone. And so mm-hmm.
So you're talking like the Prius ads where they now have the cops chasing them because they have the good people, now they're trying to get the
oh,
bad
you
people.
Had right? to, you had to just say it, didn't you? Yeah, no.
Hashtag Eric
I
hates Prius.
I am going to say I don't hate the car. It's more an issue with the driver. But
okay.
I don't you think that the Pacific Northwest is sort of a spearhead for this type of thinking?
Yeah.
And you
oh,
touched
absolutely.
On it, Reba. It's
absolutely.
Not just houses. I think it started with cars, where
mm-hmm.
the cool factor used to be horsepower. And I mean,
mm-hmm.
and for certain areas it is. We're in sort of a renaissance in that area as well. But also anymore now, it's miles per gallon or it's
mm-hmm.
efficiency with your car.
Oh, yeah.
So the cool car is going to be the Tesla, you know,
right.
which is all electric. Or it's going to be, you know, the Corvette, which is
mm-hmm.
the polar opposite, but similar in
See,
performance.
You just hit exactly why I bought my S2000 when I did in 2001,
mm-hmm.
because it actually had one of the better miles per gallon
right.
of any sports car
it's
on the market.
It's still super, super fun to drive.
Oh, it's totally fun. That's why I still have it.
So
why I still
so,
drive it.
And what's the common denominator there? The driver's engaged in the process,
mm-hmm.
the driver's engaged with the car. And I think you probably say the same thing with your house because there's definitely a
yeah.
cool factor. I have
sure.
a cousin of mine who has gone all solar, radiant heat. He has radiant hot water. His electric bill is less than $8 a month.
Mm.
And, you know, he gets a check back, you know, for the efficiency of the home. And this is a 3,000 square foot home.
Sure.
You
yeah.
know, so he's gone like completely gonzo on that in that direction, but I have to admit it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you know, and I walk in his house and I see what I know what he's paying to heat it and run it, and then I go back to my house and I see what I'm paying to heat it and run it. I'm like, oh wow, you know, that is really cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. You know, we have these 3,000 square foot homes that are new construction in Seward Park right now. That, you know, just for people to be able to get a measurement if they're trying to understand how efficient homes can be. 28,000 kilowatt hours a year is the typical measurement that average Seattle homes consume in a year. And that 28,000 kilowatt hours a year is consumed in about a 1,500 square foot home.
That's
the finished
that's
square
the average.
Footage.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas in the homes that we built, you know, 3,000 square foot home, so that's twice the square footage, will test out at about 14,000 kilowatt hours a year. So
it's half.
Yeah.
Twice the square footage and half the power usage.
That's right.
That's
and I know
incredible.
Exactly which houses you're talking about. I've been driving by them. I have a client who's
what do I have to like
place.
You know, pedal something to run the faucets or I mean how are you doing that?
That's right. There's a bicycle, a stationary bicycle by every single appliance. So You know, it's really not as complicated as one would think. The thoughtfulness is in each step. And so I mentioned the quality control inspection checklist. You know, what happens is behind the walls, oftentimes people think about the R value of insulation
as
one of the driving factors for how efficient a home is. However, in the Northwest in particular, convection loss, energy is lost primarily through convection currents, which is basically just a fancy way of saying that air escapes out of your home.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And homes that are built just to code, typically inspectors only inspect R value and just minimum standards around the R value installation of the insulation. Whereas for us, we do a blower door test to test for leakage, air leakage of the home before we cover it all up. And so that means that our homes are really tight, so the air is not escaping the home. Now, the first thing that freaks people out, oftentimes, especially if you know you've lived in a home in the 1980s, is, oh my gosh, you're making your homes too tight. That means it's not healthy.
Right.
So the key is you build it tight, but then you ventilate it right. So the backup system behind building a tight home is HRV or an ERV. So that's a heat recovery ventilator or an energy recovery ventilator. And that means that you constantly have fresh air flowing into the home, but it's exchanging the exhaust energy into the fresh air. So 70% of the energy is recovered with the fresh air coming.
So is that where you see like the whole house fans and then also the windows that have like the little slider options for opening to allow fresh air without having to open windows or something else?
It's something different than that. So that's to code.
Okay.
So the whole house.
Because you see that in a lot of new houses right now.
Correct.
But,
yeah. Okay. And so our systems will look similar to that, but for example, we have something called a spot ERV that looks a lot like a whole house fan, but the difference is that there's fresh air coming in with exhaust air going out in the same unit, and that means that there's a heat exchange core within that unit exchanging the energy.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. When is that Seward project going to be coming online?
We have one of the homes already on the market, and the second one's finishing touches going on right now.
Are you guys doing any open houses at those properties?
That's right. There'll be open houses this weekend, probably from noon to about 4.
Okay. Do you want to give the actual address for these? Do you have it with you?
Absolutely. So I'm going to give you the addresses after this break.
Okay. That sounds fine. We can certainly do that. Okay. Well, again, if you have any questions for Sam at Green Canopy, you can call us at 866-712-1300. We're going to talk on the break, too, about what else we want to try and cover because we're going into our last segment, so we want to make sure we get as much in as possible.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. 866-712-1300. If you have any questions, give us a call.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.